Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Flower beds in our landscapes can stay colorful and attractive year-round here. We put up with a ridiculously long, hot summer season, but we're compensated for this with a relatively mild winter. Because our winters are so mild, we can plant colorful blooming bedding plants that will bloom from fall through the winter and into spring. We use warm season bedding plants to provide color through the summer. They take the heat well, and they stand up to all kinds of high temperatures, but they will not take the cold. As a result, as the weather gets chilly in the fall, they won't look as good, and during the winter they generally die in hard freezes. To keep our beds looking colorful through the fall, winter, and spring, we remove the warm season bedding plants this time of the year and plant cool season bedding plants in October, November, and early December. Now, some of the warm season flowers are actually tender perennials. They've got a lot of stamina, and they may still be looking good in November. It's hard to pull them out when that happens. I'm talking about plants like begonias, impatiens, periwinkles, blue days, purslane. They may still be blooming now. But consider the reason for the flower bed that you have. It's to provide beautiful, colorful flowers in your landscape. If you leave these warm season bedding plants in that bed through the winter, the bed will look terrible. The plants will be suffering in the cold. They may die. So you're going to be looking at a terrible-looking bed when instead you can be looking at some beautiful flowers. Cool season annuals thrive in the cold and will keep the flower beds looking colorful and attractive all through the winter season. Don't worry about freezing temperatures. The cool season bedding plants that we use here thrive in the cool days and chilly to cold nights we have in the cool season. Most will easily tolerate temperatures around 20 degrees or even colder down into the teens with little or no damage. Most will bloom in fall and early winter and then produce a tremendous display of flowers in the spring, finally fading out around about May as the weather gets hot. Now, why plant these plants in the fall? Why not just plant them in the spring? Well, because when these plants are planted in the fall, they have the cool season to grow and establish, get larger, make really robust, vigorous plants. When the milder weather of spring begins to arrive in February and March, these fall-planted cool season bedding plants produce an amazing display of flowers. People will be stopping in the street to see how beautiful your flower beds are. You can never accomplish that same effect in March, April, and May by waiting and planting your cool season bedding plants then. Now, what kind of plants will you find in the nurseries this time of the year? Well, things like alyssum, calendula, delphiniums, dianthus, dusty miller, foxglove, geraniums, hollyhocks, nasturtiums, nicotiana, ornamental kale and cabbage, and of course pansies, petunias, snapdragons, and viola. There are so many choices. Don't forget, before planting your cool season bedding plants, when you remove the previous plants from the bed, prepare that bed well so your new bedding plants will do good. Till the soil down about 8 inches, spread about a 2 to 4 inch layer of organic matter, a light fertilizer application, and work all that in, and then you're ready to plant. Head out to your local nurseries, you'll find lots of beautiful color plants available now. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.